Eating together. Preparing a meal and eating together is a wonderful way to spend time with family and friends. While doing this activity, not only can you share foods you love, but it is also a good opportunity to talk and learn about one another. In this lesson, we will be covering everything you need to know from coming up with a meal to prepare, cooking it together, and sharing a conversation. Invitation and planning. First, you must choose a meal to share. Breakfast is eaten in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, and dinner in the evening. The steps for planning a menu are relatively the same for all three. When planning a meal, it is also important to try and come up with something you will all enjoy. Here are some questions commonly used when asking someone to cook a meal and have dinner. Would you like to come over to my house and have dinner with me? Maybe we could cook dinner together. What time should we plan on getting together? Do you have any suggestions on what we could make? We should probably make a grocery list. Do you want to go to the grocery store together? What grocery store do you prefer? If we could go together, do you want me to drive? Should we pick up any wine or beer to drink at dinner? Maybe we can split the grocery bill. If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. Sure, I would love to come over for dinner. I really love to cook, and it might give us some time to catch up with one another. That sounds great. I am free tonight, so I can definitely make it. Cooking dinner together sounds fun. I think that is a good idea. Maybe we can share recipes. How does 5 o'clock sound? I get off work at 5. I can go straight home to grab a few things and meet you around 6. I have this new recipe I've been dying to try. Do you like Italian food? I am not too picky. I have some steak and chicken we can use. Yes, we should probably make a list. I don't want to forget anything. I am pretty sure I remember everything we need, but if you want to jot a few things down, that is okay with me. Sure, we can go to the grocery store together. Let's see what we both have at home to cook, and maybe we can skip the grocery. I usually shop at Albertsons. I don't have a preference where we go. If it's okay, I can just meet you there. Sure, you can drive if you don't mind. I do not drink alcohol, but maybe we could grab some soda. Sure, wine sounds good with dinner. I prefer white wine. I think splitting the bill is a good idea. No big deal. I can buy the groceries this time, and if we do this again, you can treat. Cooking together. Cooking the meal together is fun time to talk, share recipes, and work together. Here are some questions commonly used when cooking a meal together. You have a preference on which job to do? Do you mind heating up some water on the stove? Do you have any different ways to prepare this meal? Would you like something to drink while we are cooking? Do you mind setting up the table for us? Can you turn the oven on to 360 degrees? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. No, I really don't have a preference. Yes, I would really like to prepare the salad. No problem, I will heat the water up now. Sure, I can heat it up. Do you mind it boiling? I have a way to prepare this that my mom taught me. I don't really have any other ways. Let's just do what the recipe says. Sure, can I have a glass of water? No, thanks. I might just wait until dinner. Sure, I can set the table. I have never set the table before. Do you have a particular way of doing it? Yes, I can turn on the oven. No problem. This is also a good time to talk about other subjects while sharing interests and learning more about each other. If questions like these come up, just answer them the best you can. Everyone will have different opinions and answers about each of these personal topics. What is your favorite TV show? Do you have a favorite book? Do you have any brothers or sisters? Where were you born? Do you have any hobbies? So how is work going? Eating and cleaning up. Here are some questions commonly used while eating and then cleaning up afterwards. Do you mind if we pray before we eat? I love your recipe for the chicken. Where did you get it? Can you pass me the salt? Would you like some dessert? Can you help me clear the table? Do you want to take home any leftovers? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. I normally do not pray, but you can if you want. That sounds good. I will let you pray if that is okay. I found the recipe in a cookbook I have. My mom gave me the recipe a few years ago. Sure, here you go. Yes, I can. Dessert sounds awesome. No, thank you. I am too full to have dessert. Yes, let me help you clear the table. Sure, I will just put the dishes on the sink. Sure, I will take home some leftovers. No thanks, you can just save it so you can have something for tomorrow. Here is a list of few other statements you can say after eating. Thank you for a wonderful dinner. Thank you for your help. Thank you, that was delicious. I sure am full. Thank you for inviting me. Thanks for accepting my invitation to come over. We should do this again sometime.